Hello, it's 15:18 at the moment, and I'm sitting in the offices of Foolproof and Flow and AbilityNet, and waiting to do some testing. But as usual, I'm punctual, and everyone else is running over. That's okay, though. I don't mind. I'm chilling out here with my phone and my Aftershock headphones, and it's very typical London. I just heard some kind of emergency vehicle outside, loads of cars and people around me, and this is a very spacious room. It's very echoey, like huge room, massive. It goes back a long, long way. I've been here a few times now, like 7 or 8 times, for both Foolproof and AbilityNet, different reasons. I've been here for each of them separately, but they share office space, if I'm not mistaken, so the building is familiar. And I remember walking through it to get from the door to the other place, and it's just, it goes back and back and back, and it's a huge place. Just the thought of owning a building this size and having a studio in it, which is what I would want to do with it, would be really cool. But one of the things I wanted to talk about while I'm here, because it astounded me, is that I'm beginning to see 4G for the first time in action. And I did a speed test here, and I got 55 megabit down and 27 megabit up. And that was with 3 or 5 bars, not even full signal. So I was very impressed by this. And highly exciting, pointlessly and needlessly geeky. But that's me, isn't it? And if you follow me, you know that. So it is what it is. Anyway, it's Tuesday afternoon, and that's a phone ringing. Sounds like the 24 phone, doesn't it? If I remember rightly. I've never seen the show, so I don't know, but I'm sure I've heard people talk about that ring before. Assuming you even heard it, you might not have done. And I'm recording this directly on the 5S. I'm not using all stereo happiness gear because I left it all at home because I couldn't be bothered. So it's just me and my iPhone and a Bluetooth keyboard. And sometimes not even that. Just the phone. Anyway, that's it. Say hello. Say goodbye.